Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we've made it to week 6 of the college football season, which means we are well on our way, firmly entrenched in conference schedules in most spots, and ready to start maybe rolling the dice on some playoff long shots. We'll get you some parlays and our best bets before we wrap up in just a couple of minutes. But there have been some teams, some of whom we've already talked about today, who we may like with some decent numbers to make the college football playoff. Don't forget you can download BetMGMU in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts alongside John Martin and RJ Choppy. I'm Chris Mack. We can roll through some of your favorite teams here, boys. We could talk about certain teams in particular, maybe teams we've already talked about. For example, Vandy, currently undefeated, plus 375 to make the playoff, but just got done talking about their trip, impending trip to Tuscaloosa. We talked about Iowa State momentarily, a lot of injuries, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Still undefeated, though, 4-1 to make the playoff. Florida State, 5-1. Cincinnati, 13-1. If there's a long shot playoff team that you like right now, Choppy, give me one.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not going to throw Vandy in there, and I'll tell you why. Like, it's been a great story, but they have 3 road games left, yeah. At Alabama, at Texas, at Tennessee. They also have home games with LSU and Missouri. That's brutal. That might be one of the worst schedules in the country in terms of difficulty. That is awful. Like, I feel really bad for Vandy fans. So, you know, I would throw Vandy kind of out of there in terms of, you know, a long shot. You know, TCU, Florida State, those were teams that I think you could throw in the long shot category at this point, because I think Florida State's going to wind up finding a way, you know, to if they pull this upset with Miami, then they're basically in. But your upset champions to win the natty, it just doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. College football doesn't lend itself to that. You know, there are about 15 to 18 teams that have a realistic chance of making the playoff. There's probably only 3 or 4 of them that have a realistic chance of making the national championship and winning the national championship. And that's part of the problem.
Yeah, the interesting thing, too, here, John, is we talk about possible SEC dark horses like Vandy, Missouri, is something we talked about right before the show started, and that is just the cannibalization at the top of the SEC. There's an opportunity where you may end up with 5, 6 SEC teams with 2 losses, and then it really is going to get down to the granular slicing and dicing of who beat who, when they beat them, who was available in that game, how much did they beat them by, home, road. And it does, I think, open the door and the possibility to some of those teams, like Missouri, like Vandy, possibly. But I also think it gives me reason to pause and think, is that number necessarily worth it? Like, if I'm going to bet Vandy to be a playoff team, I got to get better than 4-1. If I'm going to bet Missouri to be a playoff team, as good as Bo Prabula looks, as good as they've looked overall, I got to get better than plus 260.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you ask me, like, you know, bets like this that I would want to make, I would want to say, all right, I know exactly what the path is. If this, this, and this happens, they're going to the playoff. That's why I would endorse a North Texas 5-1 or better bet to make the playoff. Because look at North, I mean, number one, first thing, you know the winner of the American Championship game is going. It's a wrap. Boise State's not going to the playoff this year. They already lost to South Florida. So I think there's just no question about it that the winner of the American Championship game is going to the playoff. Now, let's talk about North Texas' schedule. Guess who they don't have to play this year? Memphis. Mm-hmm. They don't have to play Memphis in the regular season. And guess who they get at home? They get South Florida at home. They get UTSA at home. They get Navy at home. Guess who else they don't have to play? Tulane. So they don't have to play two of the three best teams in the American. And if they do play them, the ones they do get, they're getting in Denton. Not that that necessarily is some great home field advantage, but if I had to play them, I'd rather play them at home than their place, right? You play in Memphis, lose. So I think you're seeing, you know, 6-1 to win the American, that's basically make the playoffs as far as I'm concerned. So I would say North Texas 6-1 AAC winner, that's as good as a playoff bet to me. So it would be North Texas 6-1 to win the AAC.
And you know, that stadium is 15 minutes from here. They have given, because that South Florida game's next week, they've given the students the Friday off.
There you go. No class.
They said it's a Friday night game. It's a Friday night game. And listen, like I always say, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. Right. So they're going to be going. They're going to be ready to go, baby.
This kid estimator for them is freaking awesome. And this quarterback, I mean, and again, basically, to me, it's like it comes down to one game. Whereas, like, you know, with Missouri and Vandy and all these other teams, like you're trying to kind of figure it out. If North Texas does what they're supposed to do, I assume they'll be favored in each of these games, other than the championship game, which probably would be a pick 'em. It's a lot worse than plus 600, though, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. What about teams from the ACC? The only reason I ask is Georgia Tech is still listed at 3-1. I don't think I like them at that number, just given the resume the rest of the way out is trash, aside from wrapping up against Georgia. And Louisville is listed at 5-1, but then I eye up the rest of their schedule, trips to Miami and SMU. They've still got Clemson on the schedule for what that's worth, although it's at home on a Friday night. Is there another team besides Miami and Florida State who we should be thinking about in the ACC, John?
No. I mean, just to be honest, I'm not really a believer in and some of these teams. Like, imagine if the American and the ACC merged. This is what it would look like on this graphic, right? You got South Florida, Tulane, Memphis, Georgia Tech, Miami, North Texas. That would actually be a good conference. I'd be excited about that if that happened. Much better than the slop that I'm dealing with now. But no, I don't.
Well, you're just trying to get Memphis into the ACC in basketball. That's all you're doing.
That is 100% true. That's football is actually fine in the American. I mean, North Texas, Tulane, Memphis, South Florida, you know, like you actually have a credible football league. It's the basketball that's the embarrassment. But no, I don't think there's another credible team in the ACC besides those two.
Nope. It is the average Coast Conference. It is, you got two teams, and that's it. That's all you got. Clemson ain't going to do it.
No, Clemson's cooked. I'll throw one more team from a major conference at you because we were talking about the depth of the SEC and how they could have four or five teams sitting there with two losses. I'll flip it to the Big Ten page where it feels – I think we all feel fairly good about Oregon, Ohio State, and Penn State being playoff teams. And we've talked about Indiana. Indiana is currently to make the playoff plus 135. That's not a bet I'd make at that price. But right there in that neighborhood is Michigan, and they're 3-1. Now, Michigan's borderline. I think you'd have to have an SEC team move out of the way to open up the opportunity for another Big Ten team. But that's one I might eye up, especially depending on how well they handle their business this weekend, John.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, I think they have a lot of the ingredients that, you know, if you're getting a jump from the quarterback and if he's the prospect that he's looked like at times this year, then, you know, defensively the floor is going to be, you know, high enough. So I think that absolutely makes sense, especially, you know, in the four figures.
Man, that is one of the easiest schedules for a Big Ten team I've seen. Mm-hmm. That is, I mean, they got Wisconsin at USC, Washington at Michigan State, Purdue at Northwestern, at Maryland, Ohio State at home. That is, you're not going to get a gift like that. If you're in the Big Ten or the SEC and you get a gift like that, you have to find a way in the postseason. That's embarrassing. Michigan should be ashamed. They should be ashamed they're playing that schedule. They really should.
Look at Shame.
Because, you know, like, Indiana's got to play who? They got to play Penn State and Oregon? And they played Illinois earlier?
Gotta
and Michigan's not getting
Ten
any of those teams?
File a complaint.
How is that possible? See, the Big Ten does it right. They just, you know, they allow these their big-time schools to, you know, every few years just kind of just skate by. That's what you should do. This is smart. I like this.
I mean, to their credit, Choppy, they did go on the road to Oklahoma in non-conference, and they don't have control of the conference.
And they lost. They lost.
All right, we got like a minute and a half. Let's throw some parlays and favorite bets at folks. Choppy, the king of the pizza money parlay, I'll let you start us off.
All right, I like pizza money parlay here. We are going to go Army -7 against UAB. We are going to go Vandy +10.5, and we are going to take the under in Texas and Florida.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right.
I like how as soon as you gave out the dog started barking. I mean, that's got to be a winner.
Yeah. So, I'm sure the wife has a delivery. Amazon's probably here. Who knows, right?
Man.
You could have given the dog some credit and made it sound like you trained it for that.
I did.
I'm serious. Like, you almost have to bet Vanderbilt +10.5. I mean – it's like there was something about that spiritually.
Yeah. John, what do you got?
We're going to go. This is the government shutdown special. We're going to go Navy and Air Force over 52 because somebody has to do something, right, in the government. I mean, the Secretary
of Department of Defense, the Department of whatever it is.
War. Department of War.
The Secretary of War sent a message this week. He said, I want nothing but the fittest, best soldiers in the world, okay, in this military. And so that to me says he wants points.
Yeah.
And so I think And honestly, I'm halfway joking, but Navy scores a lot. Our Air Force can't stop anybody. They just lost to freaking Hawaii, who's dreadful. And they can also score, too. So I think this is going to be an over. Nobody ever wants to take an over in a Service Academy game, but I'm going to be on it this weekend.
All right. I'll throw a parlay out there as well. I mentioned Iowa State on the money line against Cincy. I mentioned Vandy getting the 10.5 at Bama. Choppy's with me on that one. Also, Georgia at home, coming off a stinging loss against Alabama, is playing Kentucky. Yes, I'll lay 20.5. Thank you very much. So I'll take all three of those individually, and on a parlay, it gets you to close to 6-1 at BetMGM. And there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. You can use a parlay boost inside the BetMGM app to boost your potential payout from any winning college football parlay. Go jump on some of those. We'll be back to talk about them next week. For our producer, Zach Krall, for RJ Choppy, for John Martin, I'm Chris Mack. This has been BetMGMU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.